Today we will study John 8, verses 12 to 20, which is entitled, What Were Jesus' Claims About Himself, and Who Were His Witnesses? As we begin, I would like to read a paragraph from a book called Opening the Gospel of John. It presents a good picture of the overall content of John chapter 7 to 8. A very large portion of John's narrative is devoted to detailing the controversy over Jesus' true identity. No other portion of this gospel or even of the Bible is so focused on this controversy as John chapters 7 and 8. The religious rulers were convinced that Jesus could not be the Christ because he did not fit their preconceived notions of who the Messiah would be and how he should behave. Jesus never told them directly, I am the Christ, as he had done with the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. Rather, he declared something even greater about himself. He declared that he is the eternal God. As I said in our study of John 7, much of John chapter 8 are not feel-good passages. They focus on the Jewish leaders' accusations and attacks on Jesus. Nevertheless, we can learn much about Jesus' core teaching from these chapters. So, as we study verses 12 to 20 today, let's come with the spirit of faith and trust God to give us wisdom to grasp what he's saying through this chapter. Hebrews 11:1 says, without faith it is impossible to please God, for whoever comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today in faith and ask that you'd open our eyes to understand your word. Give us a heart to hear the word of the Lord today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. So as we study John 8:12 to 20, please try to answer the question in the title, what were Jesus' claims about himself and who were his witnesses? Let's begin with verse 12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is the second I am statement of Jesus in John. In John 6:35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. In this verse, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. There are at least seven I am statements in the Gospel of John that describe who Jesus is and how he meets our deepest needs. Explain verse 12 in your own words. This is one of the meditation questions. Explain how Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Philosophy, science, education, humanism, and man-made religions all promise mankind light. But without Christ, the world is wandering in darkness. Unbelievers walk in darkness with no one to comfort or guide them through the hard times or through the valley of the shadow of death. However, Jesus promised, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus, who is the light, walks with us and lives in us. He shows us the path we are to go and also enlightens our hearts and minds with his presence, with his words, and with his life. Jesus came into this dark world as the light of the world. He shines into the spiritual darkness of people who are in bondage to sin and are blinded by Satan to the truth. Jesus fully revealed God, who is light, to human beings. He told us who God is and how we can live in the light. Think of what our lives would be like without light. We could see nothing, not find the right path or know where we are going, not understand the world around us or enjoy its beauty. The same is true spiritually. Without Jesus, we stumble around in darkness, not knowing where we are going. We may think we understand and see, but the darkness blinds our hearts and minds. This is the state of the world lost in sin. Jesus is a master teacher. He used physical things like light to explain spiritual things. He used temporal things to explain eternal things. He used common things like water, bread, and light to explain remarkable things. He used ordinary things to explain extraordinary things. He used earthly things to explain heavenly things. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." He is the one who shines into the hearts and minds of all people from all languages and all cultures to reveal to them his love, his person, and his truth. Without the light of Jesus, people have no revelation from God and cannot know the truth. I will share a couple of verses in the Bible that talk about light. It says in 1 John 1:5, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." If we walk with Jesus, we will be walking in the light of God's presence. Then we will not be walking in darkness. Jesus said we will have the light of life. It means that we will be living in the presence of God. We experience true light as we walk with him. Psalm 36:9 says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." God himself is the fountain of life. To walk in the light means to walk in his presence. We walk and live in the in God's presence. When we walk in and live in God's presence, we can see light. This means that God gives us light concerning our lives, our decisions, and his truth found in the Bible as we walk with him. In God's presence, we see light in different situations. In his light, we see light concerning our problems, future, family, friends, and how God is leading us. Jesus is the light of the world, and he is the light of our lives. Please note that Jesus himself is the light of the world, not just his teachings. We need to always look to him personally for light, truth, and guidance. All other religions look for and search for the light, but only Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." When I first came to Japan in 1977, I had an experience that illustrates this. I was struggling in many ways and had many problems. One evening, I went jogging and was lost for more than an hour. This experience typified my life. I seemed to be wandering around in the darkness. Then I saw a red neon light cross on a church building. The next Sunday, I went to that church and met a man who knew the pastor of my home church. This is a big coincidence in a metropolis of 40 million people. It was, of course, not a coincidence, but was a divine encounter. That man's name is Bob. Sorry. He became a great friend and mentor to me. I thought I was lost, but Jesus knew where I was all the time and was leading me. Jesus himself is our light. Don't frantically search around for answers to fix every problem right now. Look to Jesus. He is the light of the world. He is our light. Our job is not to figure out how to go where we want to go and make a plan to do it. Our job is to honor Jesus and to walk in his light. Our job is to walk in his light by keeping our focus on Jesus. Psalm 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Let's continue with verses 13 and 14. The Pharisees therefore said to him, "You testify about yourself. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered them, "Even if I testify about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and I know where I'm going, but you don't know where I come from or where I am going." In response to Jesus' statement, "I am the light of the world," the Pharisees attacked Jesus, saying, "You are making statements, but you are your only witness." One of the key words in this section is testimony or witness, which is used seven times in John chapter 8. They were using legal jargon. The Pharisees said that Jesus' testimony was invalid because he gave testimony or witnessed about himself. Jewish law requires two witnesses to establish the validity of a statement. Deuteronomy 17:6 and 19:15. Jesus stated that even if he testified about himself, his testimony is true. Jesus went on to say in verse 14, "For I know where I come from and where I am going." This did not make much sense to those who were accusing Jesus, but from God's point of view, it was the main point. Jesus knew he had come from the Father and was returning to the Father. If these two statements were true, then Jesus' testimony would also be true. How tragic that these experts of the law did not recognize their own Messiah as he stood before them. He claimed to know the law of God, but they did not know the God of the law. This conversation continues in verse 15. "You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. It's also written in your law that the testimony of two people is valid. I am one who testifies about myself, and the Father who sent me testifies about me." The Pharisees judged according to the flesh. They judged and evaluated by their human reasoning and logic. Their hearts were not open to the work of the Holy Spirit. They did not have his word abiding in their hearts, nor did they experience his love. They did not know the Father, and therefore they did not know the Son. Jesus told them that he had another witness. He was referring to his Father. Jesus kept repeating that his Father sent him and that his Father testifies about me. Why is it so important to Jesus to say that the Father sent him as a witness for him? Human beings can make many decisions in a court of law, but God's court supersedes whatever man's court may decide. Jesus said his Father gave testimony concerning himself. Jesus knew his Father, and this is the only thing that mattered. Please note that Jesus talked about his relationship with his Father in this chapter and throughout the Gospel of John. The word Father is used 21 times in this chapter, and Jesus used the word Father more than 100 times in John's Gospel. I recommend that you download the PDF file I have prepared listing every time the word Father is used in the Gospel of John. It is available on our website. Now let's move to verses 19 and 20. They said, therefore, to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know the Father also." Jesus spoke these words in the treasury as he taught in the temple. Yet no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. They asked, "Where is your Father?" They did not understand that Jesus was talking about his Father in heaven. He said, "If you knew me, you would know the Father." It is impossible to know Jesus and not know the Father. Jesus is God. He became a human being to reveal the Father to us, as it says in John 1, verse 18. "No one has ever seen the Father, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Jesus continually shifted the conversation from man's opinions to his Father. The Pharisees did not know the Father, so their opinions were automatically skewed. They could not know the truth because they did not know the Father and did not desire to know him. They wanted to arrest Jesus, but it says in verse 20, his hour had not yet come. When Jesus spoke of his hour, he referred to the cross, which was only a few months away. This passage reminds me of John's words in chapter 3, verse 19. "Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil." Jesus is the light of the world. stood before them, but they chose darkness rather than light. In conclusion, let's reflect on the question given in the title. What were Jesus' claims about himself, and who were his witnesses? Jesus claims the following. He said, I am the light of the world. I know where I am from and where I am going. My Father is with me. My Father sent me, and I am returning to the Father. And Jesus' witnesses were, one, himself, and secondly, his Father. This conversation continues in the next section, John 8:21-29. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you sent Jesus into this world as a light, as the light of the world. Thank you for shining light into our hearts that we could know you through Jesus, your Son. Teach us how to walk in your light daily. Thank you that you are light, even when we feel lost and cannot see the way forward. You are light. You are our light and our salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing the Father to us. Amen.